This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's move on and move into another hour on Monday, the 11th of March. This is the DJV program. Jennifer not with us today, but Kara's here. And Victoria is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, all with one thing in mind, watching those topical trending stories to see which one can pique your interest, which one other than the size of Jennifer Lopez, the engagement ring that she has, which is apparently 5 pounds worth of rock.
The skating rink that's on her hand.
Yeah, yep. Right. Maybe we need to go back. I don't know where you are, but the continuing discussion about Boeing 737s, the crash of the Ethiopian airliner, second of these 737 MAXs. When I first heard the story, Victoria, of these, I didn't think they were going to be any good before I even set foot in one. It's not like Boeing, but it isn't like Boeing to make a piece of crap, but under so much pressure from some of their largest clients, like American, to jam and slam more people into the planes. I think United has ordered a bunch of them. They probably all have ordered them because pretty much they all use the same planes. There's two manufacturers of planes, and, you know, they split the orders pretty much 50-50 to keep everybody happy. Mostly the smaller planes are what they use from Airbus, and the bigger planes are what they use from Boeing. But there are certainly exceptions like the 737. That's replaced a lot of the old 757s because they just keep stretching them. They keep making them bigger. And at some point, the fuselage, it seems to me, the first 737s only carried 99 people. Now they carry 199 on the same basic airframe. They just keep adding sections to the plane. You know, I don't know how long. I'm not an engineer. I don't know how long you can keep doing that, but I would think there would be some questions about that. But meanwhile, have you got something else, Victoria, or do you want to go down that street?
No, there is something else that not a lot of people are talking about now, but maybe we'll be hearing more as this week develops. Chelsea Manning is back in the news. She, of course, really? The former Army intelligence analyst who shared military and diplomatic secrets with WikiLeaks back in 2010, and she served 7 years in prison for that. She's now back in jail. She was subpoenaed to present information on WikiLeaks as part of an ongoing investigation in the Eastern District of Virginia. She refused to testify, citing her constitutional right to remain silent. And Friday morning, a federal judge found her in contempt of court, and she is now in jail. And so the judge said that Chelsea will be remanded to prison until she apologizes and complies, or until, quote, the end of the life of the grand jury. So it looks like Chelsea is going to have a big legal battle ahead of her. She said, in solidarity with many activists facing the odds, I will stand by my principles. I will exhaust every legal remedy available. My legal team continues to challenge the secrecy of these proceedings, and I'm prepared to face the consequences of my refusal. Now, I'm not sure exactly what they want her to testify
about.
That's
what I want to know. What's the issue here?
But I think the main issue here is they're trying to put together a case against Julian Assange. And I think that this, they probably figured that her testimony would help them nail him. Because that's really what they've been doing. The Justice Department, back in November, it was revealed that they have been working on secret charges against Julian Assange. And so,
how much money has been spent? You know, we talk about the Mueller investigation and how many hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent there. How much money have we as taxpayers wasted chasing this guy around? And for what reason? People say, oh, he's a traitor, he's treason. Nah, bunkum. Most of the stuff that came out, whether it was Chelsea, what was her name before he was a she?
Bradley.
So whatever was leaked in most people's minds, no matter which side of the fence you're on, was appropriate information that we needed to know. There's been so much secrecy, so many things hidden. Assange, I think, is a lech personally, but that doesn't keep me away from appreciating what he's done to keep us. I'm a curious American. I want to know what's going on. a lot of people have just, you know, they take the press releases that come out of the White House or out of whatever congressional office or whatever bureau. Yeah, okay, I guess that's what's going on. No,
right.
That's what they want you to think is going on, but that's not what's really going on. And WikiLeaks provides a very, very important service, as do a lot of it. If we could just find some more investigative reporters around instead of people that follow the same old political drivel, and you don't really know what's going on from listening or reading most of the stuff that's around today, but there was real information, hardcore stuff that embarrassed a lot of people who are screwing you who are in government. And I think we need to know that stuff. So,
yeah.
Anyway, this is a witch hunt. And it's out. It's pretty.
This is actually a time. I mean, everybody talks about witches and witch hunts recently, but I think this actually is a witch hunt. And I do agree with the term. I think it's finally appropriate. It is a witch hunt.
Yeah, it is. And so, how do you like your money being spent? Especially again, we're getting close to having to pay the dough. You got to have your dough in by April 15th. Many of you doing your tax returns now, and you think about where the money is going, how it's being spent. Please. Let's get real here. I wanted to have some input from you. I don't think until Kara came along a couple of years ago that I ever paid any attention or even knew what South by Southwest was. And now it gets
more
attention.
Well, it's gotten so much bigger in the last few years.
Right. So,
yeah.
Wow, what goes on there? This is all kinds of people there. There are a lot of buzzwords. I saw some guy said that buzzword BS is at record levels down here. There are.
That's probably true.
Yeah, well,
it started as a music festival, and then they launched a film festival, and now they have all kinds of TED-style talks and panels, and it's just gotten very, very big. And
who goes?
It seems like everybody goes now. It's music fans, film. Well, okay, but you don't go to Coachella either. I would totally go to South by. I totally would.
Would you?
Yeah. But I'm not really a festival person, so that's probably what's prevented me. But it's a mix of. There are a lot of people. You know, political candidates are there. They're trying to tap into that younger audience, and so it's just gotten. It's amazing to me how big the whole festival has gotten. It's only
what has come out
no
of it
signs
this
of
year,
slowing
do you
down.
Know? What's come out of it? There've been a lot of politicians down there banging around.
Yeah,
I know that. So what's come out of it? Anything new, unusual, different? Something that's important, or is it just a lot of slogging around?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been following it that closely, but from the few headlines I've seen, you know, there are always some independent films and documentaries that come out that end up being, you know, some fairly big hits. A lot of the political talk about, you know, the future and, you know, we're entering into another election cycle. And so there's just, I think, a lot of that. And then bands.
Are we ever out of election cycles?
I know. Oh, I know.
Seems like we're never away from those. Here's something that some of you are never away from as well, and that's getting a good night's rest. So many people will tell you when they have good experiences, wow, get this mattress, get these pillows, get this, get that. Well, I'm going to tell you, based on our experience, the material that we get and have gotten from MyPillow, starting with the pillows is where they got their start, MyPillow, duh. It's a pillow company, and they want to sell you pillows, and they are amazing pillows because you can wash them, you can dry them, you can keep them clean. They have their dust covers, they have their pillows, they have pillows for pets, beds for pets. The catalog goes on and on. But their newest, I don't want to say invention, their newest piece of help, maybe that's the best way of putting this focus on the MyPillow mattress topper. The MyPillow mattress topper, now available. It has the ability to change your bed. It's going to change how you sleep. If you're still having a hard time and you think you need a new mattress, start with a MyPillow mattress topper made up of three layers that are designed to provide you with much more support. Much more of the pressure points are going to be smoothed out. Body temperature is even under the mattress, I guess actually literally over the mattress topper because you're not sleeping under it. You're sleeping over it. But it's a great night's sleep. It really is. So if you'd like to get your mattress topper with a special deal connected to it, a lot of people say, yeah, you know, I do need something else. So let's get this and try it. They aren't expensive, and you can get actually 30% off when you go to MyPillow.com and you use the DJV code. The promotion code DJV gives you 30% off the mattress topper for whatever size bed you have. And plus, they'll send you a couple of free standard MyPillows when you buy the mattress topper. So it's a good deal all the way around. Great for a good night's sleep. DJV is the code at MyPillow.com. Use it and sleep much better.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, Jen's off today, so Victoria's here, Kara's here, Doug is here. If you're going to plan travel, I'm going to Ireland, for example, next month. And so I was told by somebody, well, you may have to have a visa. And I said, we never had to have a visa before to go to England or Ireland or Scotland or any place in Europe, certainly for a long time. But apparently there's conflicting information here. The European Union said that they were going to, as of 2021, require Americans to get a travel visa. Now, I see conflicting stories because on another website, it's almost like there was an answer. Here's the first premise is that the 26 European countries that allow people to move through them freely and directly don't have any borders, really, and Americans have traveled freely like there were no borders and we were connected. And so they wanted to seemingly change that. But here's another story that says no Americans will not need a visa to travel to Europe. So I'm trying to figure out conflicting stories here. The citizens, apparently, the story was a warning that started circulating yesterday that U.S. citizens would need a visa. Major news outlets, though, in Europe quickly put an end to that. The European Travel Information Authority said that that's not true. There's a new online screening system that is supposed to prevent potentially dangerous individuals from coming to Europe. And I guess they consider some Americans to be dangerous, and they're probably right, but they want to check it out. They don't quite know what to do. I guess that's what it is, because this whole thing of Brexit has turned everything in Europe upside down. So instead of making it easier, it is a mess. And there's still not, you know, there are a lot of officials everywhere that say that Brexit will be at risk if lawmakers reject the deal that Prime Minister Theresa May has. They may lose the whole thing altogether. And most of the people in England now realize they made a mistake. But I don't think anybody's figured out what to do, honestly. They don't really know what to do. So it keeps us going. Talking about political footballs, wow. 21 after the hour here on the DJB program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
John music that has come from the last 40 years of his career is really swell. This is one of them, and it happens to be the title of the movie that's coming out in a couple of weeks about, I think it's just a couple of weeks, isn't it? The trailers are in the theaters now
in
for Rocket
May,
Man.
I think, right?
Is it May? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, yeah. Elton John has promised one heck of a roller coaster ride. He's going to be writing a memoir, a no-holds-barred autobiography, and I guess it's going to be coming out in October. My life has been one hell of a roller coaster ride, and I'm ready to tell you my story. My first and only official autobiography will be released in October, according to the pre-order pages. This is going to coincide with the Elton Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. There's a break in it, I think, so he's going to be promoting it, I'm going to guess. Doesn't that make sense? Don't you think that's what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
He's taking a two-week break. He said, quote, "I'm not prone to being a nostalgic person. I'm often accused of only looking forward to my next gig or creative project. It's quite a surprise how cathartic I am finding the process of writing my memoirs. As I look back, I realize what a crazy life I've had. The extreme privilege of living, grown up in a period of extraordinary change in the world, had a joyful honor of rubbing shoulders and working with so many of the people at the heart of these changes." Okay, so, an autobiography,
well,
a movie about, him.
Who does Elton John not know? You know, think about, like, it's unbelievable. Freddie Mercury, he was friends with Princess Diana, and friends with George Michael. All three of them are gone now. It's he's seen a lot. This is actually a memoir. I'm not even a massive Elton John fan, but I think this would be
either.
A good read.
Be a good read. Next up, musically, Charlie Daniels Band and Travis Tritt are going to hit the road for much of the remainder of the year. a co-headlining tour called the Outlaws and Renegade Tour. These two acts are going to travel the country together through the spring and summertime. Actually, the tour kicked off last Friday in St. Augustine, Florida, and will go through the end of August, 40 different dates performing. The Cadillac 3 serving as special guests during the tour, with additional support from the Marshall Tucker Band. That's a fun bunch. You got some Marshall Tucker there, Kara?
This is the Marshall Tucker Band right now.
No, this is good.
Can't you see what that woman is doing?
So this year, Travis Tritt, celebrating his 30th anniversary as a member of the Class of 89 country newcomers back then, which included Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, Clint Black, who certainly dominated the charts that year and have since then. His most recent album, A Man and His Guitar, live from the Franklin Theater, featured stripped-down versions of his familiar hits as Country Club, Any More, some covers of Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash songs. I was watching last night, there's a Time Life series on the early country singers, and it looks fabulous, actually.
Is that on PBS?
Like yeah.
I think we talked about that. Yeah, that looked really good. I wanted to see that, too.
Fabulous. Last October, how old is Charlie Daniels now?
82?
82, my God. Wow. He's still making it, man. Good for him.
He gets around. Yep.
Yep, nothing wrong with that. Good for him. Keep going, Charlie. Keep going. Don't stop. Or if you do stop, you will stop, if you know what I mean. Because that's what happens to people who pull the plug. See you later, alligator. Who wants to do that? Especially if you're having a good life like Charlie Daniels, obviously. It's good for him. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank $47.50. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/16/19. See associate for details.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. team is now heading to Ethiopia to help investigate the Ethiopian Airlines jet crash yesterday morning that killed all 157 people on board, including 8 Americans. The National Transportation Safety Board sending 4 experts to the site. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe says former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's prison sentence came as a shock to him.
I was really surprised by the sentence he was given. I think it's an incredibly lenient sentence.
McCabe speaking on CBS's Face the Nation on Manafort's prison term of 47 months for 8 counts of bank and tax fraud. Manafort is scheduled for another sentencing in Washington this week in another case in which he could get a maximum 10 years in prison for conspiracy and obstruction of justice convictions. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The hour now on the Monday DJV program. Kara Schilling is going to dazzle us this half hour with a way to get rid of toe fungus. That's coming up before the end of the hour. Trucker will visit with us. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm the Dougster with a focus on, one thing. I'm sitting here watching the morning news. And because I don't watch much news on television because I find it appalling. One of the things that I get a kick out of, though, is how they come on. Like, there's some event in Los Angeles. Some guy broke into some woman's house and chased her around the house, so now he's escaped. And they're telling the story, which is a two-sentence story, basically, maybe three. And it might take normally 20 to 30 seconds to tell the story, get in and get out of it, because there's nothing to it other than the guy went into the house and now he's escaped and they're trying to find him. But what do they do? No. They load up the camera with B-roll of, and B-roll is what is basically background noise or background video, and all they do is show a bunch of pictures of police cars just sitting along the side of the road and some fire engines, and that's it. That's how they tell the story, with the nonsense that you can see almost everywhere. I just get a kick out of how mundane it all is. It's so superficial. I guess that's the bottom line. I mean, at least we'll tell you, you can hear in our tone of voice when we're doing superficial, silly stuff. Like, and I don't know whether you take this the right way or the wrong way, but as I look at some of the silly things that people do, this jaguar attack at the Seattle Zoo, wasn't it in Seattle or someplace?
I think it was in Arizona.
It was Arizona. So this woman is so stupid. She stands next to the cage where the jaguar is to take a selfie with her and the jaguar. So what does the jaguar do? Jaguar did what jaguars do. Stuck his paw out the thing, grabbed a hold of her, and scratched the hell out of her. And now she was rushed to the hospital because the jaguar... Well, what do you think the jaguar is going to do? If you put your butt up against iron bars...
Right. They don't take the claws off a jaguar. It's, you know... I don't know. People in selfies. You know how many people... We were talking about this at the end of last year. 250 people have died taking selfies in the last 2 years. Because they fall off cliffs, they fall off mountains, they fall over waterfalls. It just they have no common sense. It's
I'm
so
staying
dumb.
Across the street from the Paramount Theater, the Paramount Studios in Hollywood, and there's a big picture of Dr. Phil, because that's where he records his show. And as you tell that story, people keep saying, I can't believe this guy still finds people to talk to. Who would talk to Dr. Phil? And then you just have to listen to a normal conversation on a program like this every day. You know that the woods are full of people that'll be happy to talk to Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil's show is like the new Jerry Springer at this point.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
It's just every wackadoo that they can find.
Okay, so see what category this is. This is kind of sad, and I don't think it was wackadoodle. I think it was actually quite a nice attempt. There was a high school baseball coach that invited his family, members of the team, to come to rework. They were working on rebuilding the baseball field before the high school baseball season started. So they went in over the weekend, and apparently one of the things they were doing was electrical service in the field to the big electric sign at the end that tells you what the score is. Usually
the
on
scoreboard?
Beyond the thank you, yes. Yes, the big sign.
I know you're not into sports, but you should know that one.
Right, okay, I got that one. Anyway, so the coach and his wife got electrocuted because they were trying to fiddle around. They apparently didn't have rubber boots on, and they took the back off of this scoreboard, and they're trying to rewire or fix it or something, move it, and they got electrocuted. Both got killed.
Oh.
Yeah. That's really kind of a sad reality. So here we go. Let's see. What else have we got that is of that I want to... Oh, I did some mathematical... I saw a site that showed me... I went, you know, me and my geeky airplane stuff. Okay. So I went to find out how many 737s there are in service. About 350 737 maxes. Altogether, there are about 2,500 737s in service in airlines around the world. And
are all of them grounded now in the U.S.?
No.
Because I saw that there. I think the FAA is thinking about
ground,
it. Or,
right. Yeah. Max, all the maxes. But there are 80 737 MAX 8s flying in the sky right now. Right this moment, 737 MAX, 737-800s, they call them the MAX. 80 of them flying at any given moment and any given day. So, now, that compares to how many regular 737, about twice as many 737, the regulars, are flying at any one moment. There are about, now we're down to about 70 757s flying at any one moment. About 100 767s are flying at any one moment. Pretty interesting to see how many planes there are. At any one moment, 5,000 planes in the sky over the, you know, areas where there are. In America, there are 5,000 planes that belong to our airline fleets. American is the largest now. I think they're up to 850 or something like that. United's got 750. But you add them all up, the big airlines, the small little ones, big planes, little planes, it's about 5,000. But and in terms of airplanes that are in the air at any, we have far much more air traffic here than they do anywhere else in the world. But Europe's catching up. But anyway, what I'm saying is that there are, at any given moment in time, thousands of planes in the air. And the fact that the system runs as well as it does, especially with all the complaints about the condition of the stuff at the air traffic control headquarters or, you know, the local airport, all of that stuff. These people are always complaining they don't have modern equipment. But when you consider that until this year, there hasn't been an airplane crash for, what, 4, 5, 6 years? It's taken lives, the commercial aircraft going down. Now, this year, 2 already in 2 months, and they're both the same kind of plane, and they're new in the air. Mm. Hello, 2 and 2 is 4. Ding, 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 ding. So, thank you for your comment, Victoria. I like it when you say,
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Uh-huh. Very well. And, Carrie, you can jump in anytime you like with that. Well, you like it when I do that. When you're telling a story, I usually have a little here and
okay.
there. Okay, yeah, right, exactly. All right, so I think we should congratulate Lincoln the Goat. Do you know who Lincoln the Goat is?
I do not.
Lincoln the Goat has been elected the mayor of a small town in Vermont.
Oh, God. So he and the golden retriever who got elected mayor in some Midwestern state, they can get together for retreats.
Right. Yeah, wasn't it the, what was that dog? It was Nebraska, I think, someplace, wasn't it?
I think so,
am I
yeah.
mistaken? Yeah, right. Anyway. All right, stop with your noise there, me and my pushing.
So back. How does a goat get elected mayor?
Well, they put the goat's name on the ballot and people
bad.
In town vote for it.
It's pretty bad, yeah. And that's the best option to pick.
Yeah. Well, it kind of gives you a clue as to what's going on in reality, right?
But he's a genius at filing paperwork.
Apparently, right.
Waka waka, because goats eat paper.
Yes, thank you. I thought it was the dog that ate your homework, but in fact, in your world...
goats eat paper.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They love it.
So, there was a, moving over from Vermont to Maine, I'm doing a little coast to coast here, there was a funeral for a Maine firefighter that died in the line of duty. And as the funeral was taking place for the fallen firefighter, the fire chief died of a heart attack. This is Berwick, Maine, near Portland. Yeah. Oof.
Jeez.
It's strange. You know, you can just pick these little things out of the air that are going on, and you think to yourself, my God, am I fortunate. The reason I tell you a story like that is because I just want you to feel good about yourself and think, there, but for the grace of God, go I. It's just, you know, there are so many things that go on every day, and sometimes we pay attention, sometimes we don't. But this is just the only reason that I would tell you that is to count your lucky stars, be thankful for what you have, go to work and be happy, love your family, and, you know, treat your friends the way you want to be treated. That's the only reason that I ever tell stories like that. Here's I do like to tell stories like this, though. Remember Martin Shkreli? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Shkreli? Isn't that his name?
Shkreli?
Yeah, Pharma Bro. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, you know, he went to prison because he was a bad guy. But apparently they didn't take his job away from him, so he's running the company from behind bars. They found a contraband smartphone on him that he wasn't supposed to have. And apparently he's been doing this. This has been going on for months and months and months.
I thought that company sold because the stock just plummeted after he was brought up on those charges.
Right.
I didn't think the company still even existed.
No. So apparently the investigators are looking into the post that he was making on social media. This is how stupid he is. And the U.S. Bureau
of
Prisons...
He posted on social media from prison?
He was posting on social media That's the only way they found him. Somebody noticed that there was a post from him, so that's how they found out that he had a cell phone that he was not supposed to have.
People already knew he was arrogant, but that really shows a whole different level of arrogance. That's unbelievable.
Kind of tells you how badly the system is run. You know, if they have rules and they don't follow them, hello. Ding, ding, ding. Here's something that you will want to take with you today. the idea of having a fabulous smile. If you haven't taken advantage of the opportunity right now that I present and have presented over and over again, let's see if I can underscore the reasons for you having a white smile. It's super important and super simple because you have at your disposal, available right now by calling 800-208-1797, a fabulous way of getting white teeth and keeping them white. It's called Power Swabs, made with all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent, which lightens your teeth. It lifts the stains out of the enamel. It doesn't lift the enamel. All the other stuff that you can get access to, it'll lift, get rid of the stains. Doesn't taste good. Sometimes you got to leave a tray in your mouth for half an hour. You know, do that with Power Swabs. You break open the tube, take the Q-tip, stick it on your teeth. How many times have you heard me go through this routine? That's what I do to keep my teeth white and what everybody here does. And if you look at the pictures of us online at facebook.com/DJV show, you see all of us have nice, really bright smiles. So if you want the same snap, swab, and smile with the routine set up, 5 minutes, that's all you need for Power Swabs. Not a half hour like you need for the trays. And do it every 5, 6, 7 days for about 10, 12 weeks, and you will see a fabulous difference. Try Power Swabs now by calling 800-208-1797 and using the DJV code. You'll get it at half the retail price. Power Swabs now. The benefits are myriad, and you can get it at a special bargain price. 800-208-1797 for the whitest teeth around.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expect in spring 2019 in limited quantities.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. How many of you have visited the Chrysler Building in New York City?
Anybody? It's my favorite building in the whole city.
You talk about Art Deco from that era.
It's gorgeous.
It's the one that has the sort of, how would you describe that, fluted top on it, the sort of bannered top. You've seen all the profiles of the city. So it's been sold for $150 million. You'd think that would be...
That's an 80% reduction from the last time it was sold. This is happening in probably cities around the world, especially in older cities like New York. The old skyscrapers, it's 100 years old now, or 90-something years old.
Close to it.
They just can't, they need so many repairs, and they need so much upkeep. And newer buildings are being built all the time. Older buildings can't compete, and I hope it doesn't get torn down.
Man, how do you even tear down a 90-story building like that? How do you take it apart and tear it down?
Piece by piece from the top down?
Yeah, you can't blow it up like they do with some of the other. Remember in Las Vegas a couple of years ago, they dynamite a building and you blow it up? You can't do that in downtown New York.
Nope.
But it was the guy who owned it before was paid $800 million for it. Wow, in 2008, 10 years. Whew, 10 before the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the Avengers, and I'm sure there's a connection here between the Avengers and Captain Marvel, which I'm going to guess is probably the number one movie at the box office over the weekend. Chuck Curry is here to help us through all of this stuff. So what was the big surprise at a screening of Captain Marvel in New Jersey over the weekend, Chucker?
No, I'm in Pennsylvania, Doug. I think you should know that, not New Jersey.
I know that, but the story is about something in New Jersey, right?
I didn't see that again.
I think, Doug, you should tell it.
Okay, go ahead, Chucker. Tell us why you brought the Avengers in anyway.
Because at the end, I'm not going to give anything away. I like Captain Marvel, on Friday. I had a good time with the film. The whole box office weekend was Captain Marvel, but the end credit sequence showed a little bit of a snippet of the Avengers, which is part two, called Endgame, which comes out at the end of April. I predict Endgame, this Avengers movie, will be the biggest movie financially of all time. You can see the gasp in the audience. That's how high the anticipation is for this film, and it's well earned. Marvel's been cultivating this comic book franchise now for 10 years, and they've really done a good job putting this all together leading up to this movie, Avengers Endgame, which comes out at the end of April. Discounting inflation, of course, in terms of moviegoers, nobody's going to walk into a movie theater like they did in, say, 39 with Gone with the Wind or movies like that, but in terms of just dollar amount per ticket, no movie's going to make more money, I think, than this film come the end of April.
All right, so is Brie Larson in that movie as Captain Marvel?
She is.
I believe
will play a big part.
She was very likable. I'm glad you, because I don't usually like these super, there's too many creepy crawly creatures, and it's usually stupid. Most of the stuff that goes on is just stupid. But she was very likable. Good story.
I agree.
Jude Law is a good bad guy. I thought it was good. I'm glad you advised me to go see it. So the reason that I was talking to you about the surprise in a theater in Clifton, New Jersey. Where's that, Victoria? Where's Clifton, New
Jersey? That's right outside of New York City. That's about 2 miles outside of the city.
Oh, she made an appearance, right?
Yeah, she showed up. Right. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. She served popcorn. I saw pictures. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
Kind of cute.
But you know, I want to say about Judd Law, that guy does not age. Right? He looks the same, almost the same as he did 20 years ago.
Is he related
to Jude
Law?
His hairline's a bit different.
Yeah,
a little bit, but still looks good.
So I went to see, interesting, because Brie Larson showed up there. I went to see Gloria Bell, which is a new movie with
Julianne Moore. Yeah, I saw the trailer.
And Brad Garrett is in it. And it was interesting because
John DeToro.
Right. Garrett was in the movie theater sitting a couple of rows down from
me.
And on the way out, I just had a quick conversation with him. It was the first time he'd seen the movie. Which I thought was pretty. He went to the movies to see his own movie.
So what was that conversation like?
He was actually a pretty quiet guy by himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, he went, I said to him, how'd you like the movie? And he looked at me and he smiled and he said, yeah, I thought it was great. What'd you think? I said, I thought it was very provocative. I didn't think it was in terms of great. I thought that story, middle-aged women need to see this movie. I think this is an important movie, frankly. It's a story. Rita Wilson is in it as well. And you see a lot of character actors. Sean Astin's in it. You see lots of people that you know. But I found the movie to be very compelling.
Well, let me ask you a question. Does it have mainstream appeal or is it an art house film primarily?
No, I think it does. I think it has mainstream appeal for women 25-54. I think it's a story.
Cool.
And men who are with them should see it as well. I think
I just want to point out, I got a chance to finally see the movie The Upside with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. We booked it at our local theater as a wraparound book. It's done very well in the last 7 weeks at the box office. I got to say, I liked it a lot. I thought this is the best role in the career of Kevin Hart, a good career move. Bryan Cranston's always good. And at the end of the film, the audience of about 25 gave it a big round of applause. So the word of mouth, I think, is justified.
So
the big story at the box office, Captain Marvel really just dominated, $153 million opening weekend, surpassing expectations, $455 million worldwide, well on its way to $1 billion. These comic book movies, Doug, are here to stay for quite some time.
Yeah. All right, what else? Anything as surprising at 5 seconds?
No, not at all. It's all Captain Marvel.
All right, 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.